producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide.
Delirium. Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just other liposomes.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates pledged $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health freedom and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
But that bear cub, he was extra special. As he growed, he became the best friend Adams ever had, and together they became a legend.
Hey there, there's a world where we don't have to run.
Oh, man, we were supposed to get through the day without another Hollywood or any celebrity.
And, we started off the show.
Grizzly Adams.
Being relieved of the fact that, oh, no, it wasn't real.
That Bob was, Denver, well, it was 8 years ago. Man,
that's great. And then as we're moving along here into the show, suddenly here pops up, Grizzly Adams has died.
Yeah, Dan Haggerty. And, he was grizzly like a grizzly bear. That's why they named him that.
Yeah.
That beard was incredible.
Yeah.
And guess what? 74, I believe, a little bit older than the 69-year age of...
5 years older.
Years older. But guess what? Died of?
Cancer.
Damn it. Yeah. Battled cancer. They said for the last few months, sources close to Dan's family were saying that they discovered the cancer after he had surgery for back pain, probably from wrestling that bear. I mean, that's something you don't recover from easily.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's one of those inadvertent discoveries. The question is, did they immediately start him on chemo, or did they, let's see, he was getting treatment. Yeah. See, the thing is, in these cases, he probably could have lived a few more years had they not even discovered the cancer. But they, they go aggressive after. Yeah. Listen, surgery is surgery. It can be pretty brutal on the immune system as well, and it could have stimulated a spread, for instance. But interesting about Dan Haggerty, it looks like he went out like what's the guy's name? He's still alive, though, right? The other bunny guy. Hugh Hefner's still alive, right?
Oh, Hugh Hefner, yes.
Yeah, because Haggerty was a friend of the Bunny Ranch's owner, Dennis Hoff. Yeah, and that's not Hasselhoff, Dennis Hoff. And he said that Grizzly Adams was my friend for 20 years. The bunnies loved him. He loved to drink with the bunnies and told amazing jokes.
Maybe that's where the back pain came from.
That's a thought. Yeah, that's a thought. A little too much activity by Grizzly Adams' latter years. Dan was 74. Kept him young, perhaps. But you know what? This is if you need another wake-up call or warning sign, if you're one of my older listeners, I know most of our listeners are teenagers. No. Well, we have millennials. We got 20-somethings and 30-somethings, 40-somethings. They're all the span. But think about this. You've got more examples now of people in their 60s, and of course in their 70s now too, dying of cancer or the treatment from cancer. And I'm just going to say this, just like we talk about with the DACA detox, if you're not detoxifying a little bit every day, you're on your way. And I don't want to be a fatalist, but I'm just going to be a realist about this. In this era of toxic and radiological pollution, no one's going to get out of here without cancer unless you work diligently to reduce that burden on your body so your immune system can remain strong enough to hold it in check. We all have some cancer cells in us at any time. That's just normal. It's part of life on planet Earth. But if our immune system weakens over time, why would it weaken? Well, we're lacking minerals. We are all too proficient in toxicological burdens. And Grizzly Adams is no exception. Even if he truly lived out in the wilderness and would have been better off, the reality is even the wilderness isn't as clean as it once was. Now, we particularly see this in the oceans with the die-offs and the strange maladies. But did you see something? I don't have this in front of me, Super Don, but there was an article about like a, I don't know if it was a mountain lion or, you know, another wild animal that had some strange deformities.
Yes, it had this strange growth on its head that had whiskers and teeth.
Yeah. Now, I can't say definitively it's because of Fukushima or anything, but listen, when you start seeing and witnessing these gross deformities, there is something that causes chromosomal abnormalities, and those things are toxins, radiological included, and deficiencies. And so if you're in the wild and this is occurring, we can understand it around the area of Fukushima where it's most close, but you know, over time, low-level radiation can be more severe because you don't know it, you don't see it, and by the time you identify it, you know, you're devastated with cancer in the body. And so when you think about, like, the DACA Detox Daily Cleansing Tea, for those of you folks out there who just are so darn busy, and you're like, I hear all the things you're saying, Robert, but, you know, I don't want to take anything, and drink some tea, all right? At least do that. Come on. Now, obviously, I'd say do more than that, like take selenium every day, and you know, I'm certain that 200 micrograms a day, which is usually my industry standard for years, is not enough anymore based on what I'm witnessing. So doing a 400 micrograms a day is my habit, Superdon, just so you know, because I take the things that I talk about other than menstrual pain issues, because I don't have any of those. So I don't, if I mention a remedy for that, I'm not taking it. I'm just saying. I mean, I could and I would. It wouldn't hurt me, but I'm not, as far as I know, I don't need it. Just so you know, I don't want you people call you a hypocrite. Oh, Robert, you talked about a menstrual remedy. I know you're not taking it. Okay. There's a reason. I'm a guy. Okay.
That's all right. Yeah. No. Well, you know, you might escape menopause if you take care of yourself well there,
yeah.
Robert.
Not Stubbin. Manopause, but menopause, right?
Yes.
I just take three of the 50 microgram tablets that I get from an 8 response at Jonathan from choosetobehealthy.com. And three of those per meal I'm typically doing. Now, if I'm eating three times a day, that sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'll take it even if I'm not eating because it is food. I don't have to pretend it's not. It fake out the body. You know, you take these supplements from the major retailers, Walmarts and CVS's and Walgreens. And they're finding out that stuff's garbage. We've been saying that for years. You go to a mass market retailer, you get what you pay for. $1.99 for, I don't know, saw palmetto. Is there any saw palmetto in? It's all fillers, right? It's just not the place to go. You want to go to an independent natural food store, or if you go to a national chain, somebody that's got the reputation on the line so you can be certain that you know what you're getting is for real. Or, you know, the health ranger, Mike Adams, he's bringing in good stuff, whole food, real food stuff. So there are ways around it, but don't expect that you're going to get away with $1.99 for a supplement that's going to have anything in it that you really want. So if I'm on average taking 450 micrograms a day of selenium. Now, it is a whole food form. It is not a synthetic isolate. I'm not going to overdose on selenium doing that. Now, some days I might only take 150 because I forget. I'm on whatever. Or I might take 300. I might take more. It just depends. And that's a simple thing you can do. We do the chromium, of course, the whole food form of it. Again, the difference between the cancer-causing form of chromium and the stuff that prevents cancer. It's a whole food form. Once again, JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. And I'm doing pretty religiously for a long time now. 100 micrograms three times a day, maybe 100 micrograms twice a day, maybe once a day sometimes. But on average, I'm going to do that because I know the benefit. I know why I want it in there every day. And then the silica, you know, we talked about the silicon challenge, the Alta Silica, three tablets four times a day. I'm probably doing three tablets two or three times a day. It's that important in terms of connective tissue integrity. And still, Super Don, I'm not Superman. I acknowledge their stresses on this planet that I'm, you know, I want to counteract. And I've got to, you know, I had a history. Remember, I didn't come into this world healthy, and I didn't have a healthy upbringing until I was a young adult in my 20s that I started making the shift. So it wasn't like, you know, we talk about these folks like David Bowie or others at 69 dying of cancer, Haggerty at 74 dying of cancer. And if we look at their lifetimes early on, you could probably be certain that they ate better food than I did. Well, maybe not in England. You know, the English food. Just kidding, all my listeners on UK Health Radio. Just kidding. But you know what I'm saying? If you don't have the strong base, it's even more urgently necessary to counteract the things that you didn't even know you were having to counteract, or to refill, let's say, the holes, Dr. King used to say, the holes in, he still says it, the holes in your wholeness, right? You didn't know you had holes or gaps in your nutrition because you didn't know. You were raised by doctors. Like me. And so we have a challenge because we didn't start with the strongest of strong, if you're a canary in the coal mine. And so, you know, that I am alive today and I'm not ravaged with cancer is because of the things I did starting at the age of 24. And that is not to say I don't have challenges. I do. I'm a human. I got a body. I got to deal with it. I got emotional things. I got stress. If anybody thinks, Robert Scottbell's a super guy, he's never going to. No, that's not me. I don't claim to be that. And I recognize that symptoms are indicative of weaknesses or things that I'm missing. And some of those weaknesses go back to childhood, much like when we talk with the doc of detox of emotional patterns that are emerged from our childhood, from our parents, things like that. And I'm sure that I've got that too. We all do. But am I saying, Super Don, I'm just trying to do the best I can? I mean, listen, the information I have, I want to relate to you all because it's helped me, and there's probably going to be a lot more that I'm going to learn along the way. We are launching our sixth year since we went daily, 6 days a week, with Mike Adams, the health ranger, when it went with Natural News Radio. And this would be, entering my 17th year of broadcast because I started in 1999 in radio. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
I know. I'm like the one that nobody knows about in the broadcast media. No love from the regular broadcast media. But that's okay. I don't look for it. You know, what we do is new media. We out-create the old guys in the old ways.
Yeah, who needs the regular broadcast media, right?
Mm-hmm. So, with each and every death, and this is not the first, second, or third we're going to hear about. We're going to hear about a lot more because that age group's hitting that point where they were unaware. They had a little bit more strength than I did or others of younger generations in terms of their upbringing, but it's catching up to them now. And Haggerty didn't even know he had cancer. He had back pain. Goes in for surgery, then they describe, oh, yeah, of course. And again, I'm saying he was probably better off had they not discovered it. He'd probably still be alive today. That's my opinion, okay? I don't know for a fact. It's my opinion.
There you go. Yeah. All right, let's just stop at Grizzly Adams, at least for this month, please.
Right. Yeah, but I'm hoping it stimulates a thought here for those that are into aging, well, gracefully, not cancerously. I just made that word up, cancerously. that you can do things, that you have control over your destiny, right? You can't go back, that I know of, unless you go to a Star Trek teleporter through time and change what you've already done and been through. But you can start today, and that is a message of empowerment, not disempowerment. You know, you're no longer a victim at that point. If you want to remain a victim, okay, Happy New Year. Nothing I can do to help you. You're not a victim of your genes, even if you participated unknowingly previously, or your parents did by feeding you garbage in your youth, or the vaccines, or the heavy metals, etc. We've got, once we realize it, we have an obligation, a duty, a responsibility to do something about it, or not, and stop complaining about it.
It's never too late to start, and you will benefit no matter how bad things have gone or how long it's been for you, right?
Yep, that's it. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get to the comment of the day after this.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Pete Santilli scheduled bottom of the hour. Hopefully he'll be able to join us with an update out of Oregon. But right now, let's go back to the listener comments. Coming through at robertscottbell.com. All the links are up, including upcoming events. Banners for those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Please click on them. Say thanks. That's what makes us go. That's what makes this possible. This is from John. John writes, he says, enjoy your information on health and nutrition. Very valuable stuff. Your political views I question greatly. Two examples. One, the blanket support of the Bundy family and their traveling circus act. Hold on. Before I go further in this, correct me if I'm wrong, Super Don, did I offer blanket support? I don't recall offering blanket support for the Bundy family.
No. That would be like saying that we give blanket support to Donald Trump or blanket support even to... So, you know, listen, we've said things about Barack Obama in support of things that he's done. That's not blanket support.
Yeah, if you catch me saying one thing good about something, is that blanket support? No. And by the way, I wrote John back a nice thing, because I do appreciate feedback, even if people would go, oh, well, he's being mean. No, he's not being mean. He's just sharing his perspective and opinion, and I like it. I like it. I don't agree that that's what I did. In fact, I very much said neither side has clean hands. I think that's clear. Is that not clear when you say neither side has clean hands? You can go to BLM, the feds, you can go to the Bundys and the ranchers, and you can say neither side has clean hands. What does that mean to you, Super Don? Does that mean I have blanket support for either or both?
No, that means you're being objective. Listen, that whole thing with the Bundys and the Hammonds and stuff, There's no black and white, answer or verdict on that thing. I mean, it's very gray in a lot of areas. But, you know, here's the thing. Their motivation, what it is they're standing for, is something that we can agree with. Maybe not the way they went about it.
Sure.
You know.
This guy, John, says the Bundys strike me as a bunch of cowboy socialists. In essence, freeloaders. And... Uh-huh. You know, I understand the concept that he's saying that. This is, in my opinion, John, you correct me if I'm wrong. It's because they're wanting to graze on federal land. And you say, well, that's like socialism. And the only problem I have with that statement, and I understand the sentiment, is that it's not an accurate way to describe socialism because in this case, the federal government has taken control of so much of the federal grazing land that you, good luck finding private land on which to allow your cattle to graze. There's something wrong with this. It's not that clear. And as I said, my discussion of the whole ranching issue and the BLM, and the reason why I'm not going to side with the BLM, it's going to be very difficult for me to find a reason to say, yeah, the BLM, they're definitely the people we want to support here, is because the Bureau of Land Management is an unconstitutional agency, first off. Second, they're operating under international treaty, and they don't even know it. So how am I going to side with a bunch of federal dunderheaded bureaucrats that don't even know why they're doing what they're doing, much less wouldn't survive a day in the wilderness without electricity and running water? See, that's to me, it's like, I'm not saying that they're all bad or they're all good. I'm just saying, let's look deeper into this basis. Why is there even an issue here? And I'm going international on the treaty side. And I don't know if you picked that up. Maybe you only listened to a few minutes of the show. I don't know, but I wanted to make sure that.
And listen, I mean, we'll be fair here. The way that the Bundys went in, and they did. I mean, literally, they broke the law of the land, whether you agree with the law of the land or not.
Yeah.
They did break the law, and I think both you and I are on record as saying that we really weren't agreeing with the way they went about it. But
what do you mean, occupying the open-air cabin?
Yeah, the wild land refuge.
I wouldn't go so far as to say they broke the law. They violated a regulation.
Okay.
Right? And it's a distinction. It's kind of like when you speed on a road, it's technically not breaking the law. It's violating a regulation of commercial activity, which is driving.
Right.
It's a distinction. It's important when you get into courts. You better know it. But yeah, I agree. I mean, think about it. Think about the way to go about it. Is it the best way, the most efficient way? But I have a lot of sympathy or empathy. I don't know what the word would be in this case for these ranchers and their dilemma. It is a dilemma, but it goes to United Nations, UNESCO Heritage, debt for nature swaps, etc. John continues, he says, too, having Jonathan E. Moore discuss his political views is quite chilling. He comes across as a neocon on steroids. I've noticed you attempt to rein him in, but to no avail. His political mantra is extremely boring and anti-Muslim. Super Don, I get why people think that, because he's an intense man. He really is. But he's not anti-Muslim. He's not. He's for freedom of speech, freedom of religion. He would back up and support anybody's willingness, ability to make a mosque wherever you want it. He's been on the record saying that. So he's not anti-Muslim. That's what you're saying and thinking. Oh, my gosh. We're out of time. I got to take a break. Pete Santilli will be joining us, but I want to talk more about this on the other side. Stick with us. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Yeah. Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, joining us now in following up on a conversation we sort of had about the Bundy situation, Ammon Bundy out there in Burns, Oregon, is, well, they're calling him now militant broadcaster, Pete Santilli. Why is he a militant broadcaster? Because, well, he's, I don't know. Let's ask him. Pete Santilli, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it's great to be back, Mr. Bell. I really appreciate you continuing to cover this story. I am a proud, if I'm being described as a militant broadcaster, they use right out of the book Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals. That's just yet another method of demonization. But I will stand on this, that if the only word that they can use to describe me as militant by me holding the mainstream media accountable for them being operating like a state-run, government-sponsored media outlet that is filtering so much of the truth about what's happening here on the ground, mm-hmm. and I'm doing it in camouflage. So if they want to call me a militant, and I'm doing it with right. such ferociousness, I will not relent. Let's call it militant nonviolent resistance mm-hmm. to a mainstream media that everyone is running like droves from them to our independent media outlets.
Listen, Pete, if you stand up to authoritarians, and even in a nonviolent way, they'll call you militant. That's just the way it goes. And I know you don't shy away from that, which is cool, but it was specific. There's a story on Raw Story. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com that you had made a comment about a 15-year-old daughter, an Oregon girl. I think she's the daughter of a local judge there in relation to this?
Local corrupt judge who is about to, actually, his cookie is crumbling as we speak. This guy is his life, his conduct, his disservice to the community is so filled with corruption, the pressures upon him, to the point to where he wanted to use in a Delphi meeting at the local high school. You can't even imagine what took place in this high school meeting. He actually scripted this thing to put in front of the cameras his own granddaughter.
Granddaughter, okay, yeah.
Dramatically tearful of being in fear of the people that have come here that should dare use the term U.S. Constitution or our constitutional rights. He used her for the purposes of political gain. Yeah. And for the purposes of quashing the truth about what our constitutional rights are here. He's yeah. being overwhelmed with truth, and he's therefore prostituting his own grandchild for the purpose of advancing and nudging his political agenda.
Right. Well, and that's clear. It sounds similar to, like, remember Super Don, when I called out Jon Stewart when he was still doing The Daily Show about using Nazi-like tactics to go after Marin County parents.
Oh, the media had fun with you because then they said that you called him a Nazi, which is not what you did.
No, not at all. But this is the game that's played. So, Pete, you're not exaggerating at all. I think it may be accurate, although I wasn't there to see it, but I kind of get the gist of what you were trying to explain and utilize terms that certainly may be offensive to some, but we're not here to baby people on these issues. Now, some of my listeners are having problems because we didn't come out in defense of the BLM, of all things. It's like, well, wait, why would we come out in defense of the BLM? Well, okay, maybe it's not that. Maybe you weren't hard enough on Ammon Bundy. I was like, what am I going to be hard on Ammon Bundy about? I'm not saying everybody or anybody has clean hands in anything because we're humans, but the reality is the Bureau of Land Management is operating on in ways and on things that they have no earthly idea why they're doing it. And I'm one of the few shows, if any, that has actually acknowledged what you're dealing with are international treaties guiding unconstitutional policies of unconstitutional bureaucracies, including the Bureau of Land Management, and that UNESCO World Heritage Sites, the debt for nature swaps, all of these things are playing a role in trying to kick ranchers off of land that they've been using for generations.
Yeah, you're spot on. As a matter of fact, let's kick truth up a notch as follows, and I can clearly and concisely communicate to those people that would ever want to have the BLM, who is literally almost like a corporate contractor of the Department of Interior. They have zero arresting powers unless they've been given so arresting authority by a constitutional sheriff. They get deputized. They have zero arresting powers. They're not even the U.S. government. They're not a branch of the U.S. government. They're acting as a corporate contractor. And guess what? In violation of Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, they've been used as a tool under the color of law with badges and guns allow the U.S. government to seize land in violation of Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17. Guess what? Even the people here in this local community who oppose the original occupation of this beautiful camp, okay?
Yes.
That they're now understanding what these land issues are all about. The U.S. government can only own land specifically per Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, which says that the government can own, you know, land outside of the 10 square miles in Washington, D.C. for ports, mm-hmm. for forts, for, you know, for military bases. And also for other needful buildings.
Postal installations, for instance.
Postal installations, federal government buildings. And guess what it requires? It requires, even if they have deeds to the land, if it was acquired unconstitutionally in the following manner, it needs to be reversed. They can only own land with the approval of Congress and the state legislature together.
Well, now, guess what? The violations of those constitutional limitations are done via treaties, international treaties, whether ratified by the Senate or not acted on and then just defaulted in as the president says, yeah, go for it. We're operating under international treaties in violation of the Constitution, and these locals need to get wind of that because until you figure that out, it makes no sense. It's like, what the hell are they doing here? Why are they really here?
Yeah. Any of these treaties, any of these acts, statutes, rules, regulations, U.S. codes, regardless of what they are, if they violate the U.S. Constitution, the Constitution specifically says that they are null and void.
That is correct. Yeah. But unfortunately, the courts have sided with, they're operating as, let's say, representatives of these international corporations. And so it's very hard, although it's been done, to sue out these issues through the courts. Now, nullification has been another way through the 10th Amendment, but in many cases, the feds and the states are so corrupt that they're not even operating with that in mind.
That's right. And they're using the judiciary, they've almost weaponized the court system in violation of the Constitution to obtain these court orders. They've even used, believe it or not, and I say this respectfully, the left side of the spectrum, and I'm not speaking to them in a derogatory sense. They've even used environmentalists to perform what they call sue and settle operations in order for them to obtain these court orders to protect, you know, some endangered species that, you know, does or does not exist. But they use the left side of the spectrum to help advance their UN agenda. And it's sad because these people have no clue what they're doing. They think that they're operating, you know, within their special and best interests, but they're actually being utilized, weaponized by the system. It's economic and legislative and judicial terrorism at the highest order.
We're talking with Pete Santilli. He also has a regular radio broadcast through TalkNetwork.com, our friends and our fellow syndicators there. And Super Don, you've been working with Pete on a lot of things like this as well, and I appreciate Pete, you coming on live to give us an update today, because this is something that the mainstream media is loathe to report on in any honest way. But as I've said in so many cases, unfortunately, the new media often doesn't go deep enough, like you've just gone, to recognize not only that these activities are unconstitutional, but the basis for why they are, and then taking it again, like I like to do through UN treaties, United Nations charters, UNESCO, World Heritage Sites, debt for nature swaps. Of course, we've got a nation that is indebted and enslaved to a debt that it can never be repaid, so it turns over the land, in these cases, to these international non-governmental organizations, and then it uses the, under, as you said, color of law, the so-called bureaucracy from the federal government that has no basis for existing in the Constitution, to enact as the strongman and mafia-like tactics. And the judiciary, as you said, I love the way you said it, has been weaponized to help them out.
That's right. And the mainstream media is also they're complicit in helping to advance that agenda. I'm going to hold them accountable. Mr. Bell, how many people do you know of right now that are on the ground at major incidents that are, you know, the mainstream media filtering? How many people are out there holding a mainstream media accountable for telling the truth? I don't know of anyone. They want to call me a militant. They can call me a blue smurf. They can call me Bozo the Clown. I don't care. I will hold them to account. They're filtering the truth, and that's why people have so many questions, because they're not being answered through the mainstream media.
Well, this is a push in the First Amendment for all that it is worth, and of course that upsets a lot of folks who want the First Amendment be controlled and regulated. Of course, regulate your rights. Well, that makes no sense. But again, so many Americans are on drugs that this stuff they've been able to get away with for a long time.
Mr. Bell, John F. Kennedy said it very well in front of the National Press Club, that you and I are the only profession specifically protected by the U.S. Constitution in the First Amendment. Mm. And that's a very important role that we have. We will tell the truth. And when the truth is not being told, and we call them out for it, if they want to call it militancy, yeah, they want to pull it right out of their Saul Alinsky rules for radicals to demonize those that should ever oppose them, so be it. Have at, I'll even wear camouflage in that spirit.
Sure. Well, we got about a minute or so left, and I want to ask you, Pete, what do we see coming next? I mean, are they ratcheting up? Is it potential a violent encounter? I recognize that the Bundys actually are not wanting to elicit any violence there, despite the contrary ways that they're being portrayed in the regular media or so-called old media. What's next?
Well, what's next is tomorrow. This was an impromptu decision. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. local time, Pacific time, there will be a protest that I'm calling for to go to the FBI compound and ask them to leave. I'm calling upon all residents of Harney County to go there unarmed, flowers in hands, and with absolute determination to tell the federal government we don't need them, they need to go, and they need to stop perpetrating psychological warfare on this local population. All of the fear tactics are coming directly from them. They've been caught posing as militia circulating around the local armory. They got caught. A fire marshal and an upstanding citizen here locally actually resigned because of the corruption, because of the surveillance, because of the fear tactics and intimidation. We're going up against the FBI tomorrow.
By the way, Pete, they're claiming that, well, no, the FBI wasn't trying to infiltrate. And the reason they're given that they're saying that is that, well, they weren't wearing a badge that said that they were with the militia. I mean, it's like, who wears a badge that says we're with the militia? I mean, this is the absurdity here to say we've got to defuse this story. Here's how the mainstream media is going to report it.
Well, you know, if they're gone, then we have really not too much to worry about, and that's what's going to take place tomorrow. Now, updates, regular updates, because of the circumstances that we're in technologically, best way to stay abreast of the live streaming and the local news here, the reporting unfiltered, go to YouTube and look up Pete Santilli. You'll find live updates. We've done over 15 million watch minutes here locally. A lot of people are very, very in tune with it. So
please
stay tuned. Yep, thank you.
Stay safe. Appreciate what you're doing. We'll get more reports from Pete on this as things progress. And we're going to hit a break now. By the way, another death I need to report. Just found out Truman Tuck, a real health freedom fighter, if you will. And he was also one of the ones that helped put together the book Death by Modern Medicine with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Ironically, again, died at the age of 69. We'll get to more of that in another episode when I can spend more time on it. Thanks again to Pete Santilli. Super Don, we're going to wrap it up with something a little lighter after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and ITIOH.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, ITIOH.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scott Bell Show.
Lottery fever. Did you have any lottery fever, Super Don? I looked at that and I was like, no. You know, I just didn't happen for me. No, I didn't want to do it.
No, I mean, listen. I mean, it's impressive. You can't ignore the fact that, you know, a lottery for $1.6 billion. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I just thought about it. Even winning, you look at the people who win; they end up miserable. Zillions of people try to swarm them for stuff. And if money would make you happy, of course, there would be no billionaires that are unhappy ever, of course, or millionaires. And as they said, that it's nice to have money for the tool that it is in order to, for you to be able to do stuff and have a little bit more freedom to move about the cabin. But right. It isn't the cornerstone. It isn't the driving point. Sometimes I think it should be more of a driving point for me than it is. But I tend to a focal point on deeper issues like healing. And I know it takes sometimes money to access the things you need, but very often, if you are just open to the gifts of healing, sometimes they can come to you in ways that are beyond your ability to afford them, right, in practical terms. And then something happens, and I've talked about us being our own obstacle because we don't believe we're worthy. Well, this is – I don't know how to segue into this because this is a sort of a happy, sad story. This, you want to talk about an emotional roller coaster?
Yes.
I mean, this is a bad kid. If you want to grab the switch, Mom, right now and beat your kid, I think most people would support you. Because where was this? Where did this happen in? Which state was this?
Pomona, California.
Pomona, California. So yeah. The son of the mom who works in a nursing home as a nurse sent like a picture of a Powerball lottery and said, "We won! You won! Your ticket won!" And this has been all over the news. The party was on at the nursing home. Everybody was celebrating, thrilled.
Yeah.
And didn't take too long before the sister of the brother, the son, the daughter, contacted Mom and said, "Mom, no, this is a prank. It's not real. It's a joke."
Now, you have to imagine this kid that did this probably had no idea that it was going to go as far as it was. It was probably just trying to play a joke on his mom. But, you know, we're talking about the largest lottery in history. Mm-hmm. So the entire nursing home goes in this big celebration. Then they contact the media and tell the media that they won, you know, the whole deal. And it turns out this kid was just trying to play a joke on his mom.
You think about that. I mean, you know, one moment you think you have $1.5 billion, the next you have nothing. I mean, it's amazing that nobody dropped dead or at the nursing home. I mean,
fortunate
for that.
This kid, I got to imagine, has got to be grounded for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the mom needs some Ignatia, some homeopathic remedies for mourning. You know, it's like, I'm in mourning now. I thought I won. I lost.
Now, the silver lining to this is the nursing home owner, mm-hmm. to try and soften the blow to the nurse here that she didn't win, is sending her on an all-expenses-paid vacation to the destination of her choice. So that's nice.
Yeah. Did you see the guy's name? You got to love this. Shlomo Rechnix.
Shlomo?
Shlomo, yeah. It's a Hebrew Israeli name.
Okay.
Shlomo.
Right.
I don't think it's one of my favorite names. If I was named Shlomo, I might consider changing it. But in Israel, it's a fairly common name.
No offense to anybody out there listening whose name is Shlomo.
Right, yeah. And maybe he's not slow. He's fast, actually, because he responded very quickly. So he's fast-mo. Rechnix. Anyway, interesting story there. Oh, one last story. I'll squeeze in a cannabis story here. In a carrot. Why not? You like carrots, Super Don? I got carrots growing out back. But
not a fan of the raw carrot, but I like it in a dish.
Really? You won't eat raw carrots?
Well, not a fan. No.
Like my son, you know, it's like how kids are with vegetables. He will eat a bag of carrots if you give him a bag.
Yeah, well, he probably would not want to eat this bag of carrots.
No, maybe he would. He's a teenager. But somebody hollowed out some fake carrots and put them in a big old bundle and tried to smuggle them in from Mexico.
Yeah.
And they hollowed out the fake carrots. What they put in them?
No small amount of pot going here in this smuggling operation. They found a ton of marijuana smuggled inside of fake carrots.
Yeah, and so they smuggled fake carrots inside of bags of fresh carrots. And I think it's pretty brilliant in terms of you wouldn't normally suspect it. Oh, it looks like carrots from the outside, but once you open it up and get to it, the carrot does look kind of like fake, you know, like plasticky. And they cut it open and it's filled with pot. Now, if you're going to hollow out a real carrot, I've never heard of stuffed carrots like you have stuffed peppers.
No.
You'd better have a big old carrot, and some of these look pretty darn big.
They're huge.
I just wonder if they're like Fukushima carrots or what, because I mean, organic carrots are awesome. I just don't know what they're growing these with in Mexico.
I don't know, but foiled again, right?
Drat foiled again.
They keep trying, but keep legalizing it here in the United States, and we'll put these guys out of business.
Yeah, drat, out of time again. All right, hey, thanks for being here. We'll be back with a new show on Sunday as we do, the first broadcast day of the week. Go to robertscottbell.com and say thanks. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.